afternoon, America. Welcome to the Dean's List. I'm Dean Bowen. You are listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio. And today the pile is it's deep. The stack of stuff to dive into, it's deep. I want to get into this Pew Research Center survey on the state of affairs in American education. And that might take me a minute, so I think we'll dive into that first. But also, I mean, I still want to go to Wisconsin. There's stuff to talk about there. I need to go to Seattle. There's stuff to talk about in Seattle. We need to visit the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics. There's some interesting responses they have on women's sports. I mean, there's a ton of stuff to get into. It's our objective here to shine the light of truth on the educational landscape in America. And that light spreads all over the country. We shine it from sea to shining sea. And today we're gonna start first with this very interesting survey out of the Pew Research Center asking Americans, how do you feel about American public education? And the numbers here are interesting. I'm intrigued by the responses to various questions, and then how the inversion of that question is asked, and then the responses to that inversion. We're going to dive into it. It's intriguing. Here are the numbers right here at the onset. Pew Research says about half of U.S. adults, 51%, say the country's public K-12 education system is generally going in the wrong direction. I am surprised that that number is as low as it is. I'm surprised it's only 51%. All right, so the question is, generally, is American K-12 education going in the wrong direction? 51%. I mean, it's a majority, but does that surprise you? Are you shocked by that? Are you as shocked about that as I am? I mean, this is a good time here to interject our comment section. Q&A. I'm not interject it here on the mic, but promote it. All right. If you've got questions about this, if you have comments, if you go to my page at AmericaOutloud.news, go to the Dean's List, and right underneath the bio there is, you can type in your name, your email, and boom, you've got this comment box. And this is where the Q&A happens. I love it. It's a beautiful feature, and I encourage you to use it. I encourage you because, you know, I want to take some Q&A. I want to have some time. We did this last week, last Friday, the last segment. We took some Q&A time. I only got through two of them. I definitely need to get better at getting through the Q&A. You know, I like to talk. That's the problem. All right. So if you want to dive into this conversation, what I'm talking about here specifically, or anything in general, anything in past shows, you know, a lot of you listen in podcasts, so you're coming in, you know, a couple of days later, and that's fine. You know, we can go back. I don't mind going back. I like the conversation. I like hearing from you. I like hearing from the listeners, and I want to dive into the conversation. So if you're listening to this in podcast, this is a great time to dive into the comment section. All right. I am surprised by this number. Are you surprised? Are you surprised that only 51% of Americans say that the country's public K-12 is, quote, generally going in the wrong direction? And maybe it's the word generally that's throwing people off. I don't know. But the flip side of that question is, you know, when they ask people, do you think that the public K-12 is going in the right direction? Now the numbers are more with what I would anticipate. Are you ready for this? 16% say that the country is going, or that the education, public K-12 in America, is going in the right direction. How in the world? How is 51% saying, yeah, it's going in the wrong direction, but only 16% say it's going in the right direction? Let's take that 16% number. All right. The question is, do you think public K-12 education is going in the right direction? 16% say yes. All right. So if let's just do the numbers here real quick. If 16% said yes, the country is going in the right direction, that means 84% don't think K-12 is going in the right direction. But yet, how can 51% answer the question that yes, it's going in the wrong direction? Do you see where I'm going with this here? It's just the phrasing of the question and what words is being used determines what the answer is here. Now, I've got to ask this to you. Is this poll even trustworthy? When 51% say, yeah, the country is going in the wrong direction, but yet only 16% say it's going in the right direction. Is this, I mean, can we trust this? How do you work this out? Where's the balance here? Because this second question to me makes this fits more where I would anticipate it to fit. That only 16% of the country say that public K-12 is going in the right direction, which I don't know, says to me that 84% of the country says it's not. Yet when the question is phrased, how many of you believe that that K-12 is going in the wrong direction, it's 51%. I mean, and you get where I'm going with this. This 16% that say, yes, it's going in the right direction, that aligns more with what I anticipated here. But I'm very interested in the wording. Now, Pew is, Pew's been around. It's a solid research survey group. At least I think it is. I mean, I've never heard anything negative or biased about Pew. 32% of the country said they're not sure. They're not sure if it's going in the right direction or in the wrong direction. Or maybe this pertains to the right. 16% say it's going in the right direction, and about 32% are not sure. All right. Okay. Well, so if 16% said it's going in the right direction, 32% said they're not sure. Well, okay. That's going to bring us closer to 52%. All right. These numbers are starting to line up. You almost have to dive into the deep weeds here. So if 51% say the country is going in the wrong direction, only 16% said it's going in the right direction, but 32% said they're not really sure, which leaves us with 52% saying the country is definitely not going in the right direction, which lines closer to the 51 saying it's going in the wrong direction. All right. Yeah, who are these 32% that aren't sure? Okay, and this is why we have to talk about this, because we have 32%, almost a third of the population, that they're not sure one way or the other. They're not sure about public K-12. They're they don't know anything about it. And don't you think it's important that we make it known? I do. I do. I think it's important that we talk about it. And maybe people feel like I don't have kids yet, so I'm not concerned. Or maybe my kids are all grown and they've gone through school, so I'm not concerned. It doesn't affect me. And the message that we have to get across to these people is it affects you. It doesn't matter if you have kids, school age or not, it affects you. Now, maybe some people feel like, oh, my kids, I do have school age kids, but they're not in public school. They attend a private school or they homeschool or they're in a classical Christian school. It doesn't matter what type of school they're in. This concerns you. This should matter to you because it's the direction that our country is heading in. As go public education, goes the entire nation. I didn't even mean for that to rhyme. I didn't even mean to be a poet, but it's true. As goes the education in this country, goes the future of this country. That's the direction that we're going in. And so these things matter. And it's important that we wake people up. Now, I've said it and I will continue to say it. People are waking up. The eyes of the nation are opening. It's true that they're opening. So maybe I should be encouraged by this number that 51% say the majority of the country say that the country that the education in this country, public K-12, is moving in the wrong direction. Because 32% are still on the fence. 16 are like, oh man, it's fantastic. All right, that's a little more encouraging when you got the majority of the country, their eyes are open. A small amount, 16%, are like, yeah, this is the best thing we could ever have. Well, I mean, we're loving this over here. We need more racism in this country. And then you've got about a third on the fence. Okay, that third, their eyes need to be opened. They're probably intelligent people. They're maybe just engaged in other things. Maybe they're just not paying attention. And so we have to help them. We have to shine the light of truth right in their eyeballs. Do not look at the eclipse, you will go blind. Do not look at the light of truth, you will go blind. No, you won't go blind. The light of truth will set you free. And this is something that I feel like it's important. I feel like we need to share it. All right, back to the Pew Research. A majority of those who say it's headed in the wrong direction say a major reason is that schools are not spending enough time on core academic subjects. All right, so let's see. What are we not spending enough time on? What's core academic subjects? By not spending enough time on core academic subjects, well, what are we spending our time on? These findings come amid debates about what is taught in schools, as well as concerns about school budget cuts and students falling behind academically. The survey shows that opinions on public education differ based on political affiliation. All right, let's look at the political affiliation here. Oh, okay. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to say the public K-12 education system is going in the wrong direction. About two-thirds of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents, 65%, say this, that yes, education in the country is going in the wrong direction. Well, because it's moving away from conservative values. It's moving away from traditional conservative family Christian biblical moral values. The Republicans tend to lean more in that direction. This compared with 40% of Democrats. Well, that's a pretty decent high number when you have 40% of the Democrats saying that public K-12 is going in the wrong direction. And I've said this to you. I don't believe this is a Democrat versus Republican issue. I don't. I think Democrats and Republicans are on the same side here. I mean, not all Democrats, only about 40%, but that's a decent number. I mean, that's not that far from half. Closer to a third, but not that far from half. Where they're of the opinion, and the reason they're of the opinion is because they care about their kids. They love their kids, and they don't want their kids indoctrinated in garbage and filth. Democrats and 10% of Republicans. All right. In turn, 23% of Democrats and 10% of Republicans say it's headed in the right direction. All right, you got some leftist Democrats and some rhino Republicans out there that are like, yeah, this is the best. I mean, what we're doing here is fantastic. Let's keep on throwing out the graduation requirements. Let's get rid of them. We don't need this. I mean, you think that's the right direction? Really? You really think that that's the right direction, that we should just throw out standards and not have the students try to achieve things? You think that's the best it could be? This 23% of Democrats and 10% of Republicans? Who are you people? What, you think it's great that we're teaching the kids how to be racists? Among Republicans, conservatives are the most likely to say public education is heading in the wrong direction. Yeah, absolutely, it's the conservatives. They are the traditionally minded, family valued, Bible loving, biblical morality group. 75% said this, compared with 52% of moderate or liberal Republicans. Similar shares of K-12 parents and adults who don't have a child in K-12 schools say the system is going in the wrong direction. Ah, that's interesting. All right, I'm glad to come across that, because I'm wondering, who are these people that don't have an opinion? Do they not have kids in public schools? But here it just says similar shares of K-12 parents and adults who don't have a child in K-12 schools say the system is going in the wrong direction. Okay, so who's this group that they don't know? This group of almost a third of the country, 32%. Who are these people? And how can we get the news to them? How can we begin to tell them, hey, folks, this thing's going in the wrong direction, and you better pay attention? But this next stat here, oh, this is very interesting. This is very, very interesting. We get into some reasons why. Now, I said earlier that a majority of those who say it's headed in the wrong direction say a major reason is that schools are not spending enough time on core subjects. But we break some of these reasons down here in this next group. And then we talk about teachers. Oh, what do teachers think about it? What do teachers in the public schools, what do they think about the education of things? All right, those numbers are interesting, but I'm up against the break. We will dive into that on the other side. You're listening to The Dean's List on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Healthycell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code out loud.
Use CofixRx because it works.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Welcome back to the Dean's List. I'm Dean Bowen. You are listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. You can find us here Monday through Friday at the 2 p.m. Eastern time slot. And congratulations on being one of the smart ones, because AmericaOutLoud.news is where smart people go to get their news and information. Come on, you know this to be true. You're one of them. You know it to be true. And people like us, we need to share this information. We need to let others know. I encourage you, let people know about AmericaOutLoud.news. Share. If this is important to you, if what we're talking about is important to you, share it. Share it with somebody that you think needs to hear it. And get involved in the conversation. Go to AmericaOutLoud.news. Go to my show page. Underneath the bio, you'll see this nice little box there. You can type in your questions, your comments. I would love to have you be part of the conversation. Where do you stand? If you were asked this question, if Pew Research calls you and they say, do you think that public K-12 is going in the wrong direction? How do you respond? Or if they say, is it going in the right direction? How do you respond? I would love to know what this audience thinks. I believe I probably know what this audience thinks. But nonetheless, I would love for you to join the conversation, especially if you're a teacher. If you're a public school teacher, and I don't know, maybe I don't have a lot of public school teachers listening, because maybe they feel like I'm hard on them. I don't mean to be. I don't mean to be hard on public school teachers. I mean to be hard on the system. You people that teach in public schools you're probably the salt of the earth. You realize that there's a job that needs to be done, and you're out there trying to do it for the most part. I mean, there are teachers, I'm sure, that are evil. Obviously, these are the ones that are probably highlighted the most in the news, because they're, you know, this group that's indoctrinating and doing it on purpose. I wouldn't say that's the majority of teachers, though. I really wouldn't. I believe that the majority of teachers are in public schools teaching and doing the best they can. They're hamstrung. They're hamstrung by a system that really doesn't allow them to teach. It wants them to teach about the gender unicorn. I mean, we've talked about that. They bring in the gender unicorn and they say, okay, listen to the unicororn, boys and girls. I guess if they're talking to teachers, they're not boys and girls. And these teacher development training sessions, where the men and the women, the adults in the room, are taught how to properly use terminology. And they're taught via the gender unicorn. And these people are tired of it. And this Pew Research survey shows this. These numbers, I am shocked by these numbers. I didn't see this being as high as it is. All right. So the article says, in particular, teachers themselves have a significantly unfavorable view of public K-12 education, according to the Pew Research Center survey. Now, these are the folks on the inside. These are the folks on the inside. You got 32% of parents in the survey that I mentioned earlier that I'm not really sure. I don't know. Well, I don't know what direction public education is going in. But then when the survey is directed specifically at public K-12 teachers, 82%, an overwhelming majority, 82% said they believe that the general condition of U.S. public education has deteriorated over the past 5 years. Those numbers are huge, and many teachers are pessimistic about the future. There's not a lot of optimism here in this survey. Not a lot of optimism at all. So when you've got people on the inside who know the ins and outs, and you've got 82% of them saying, we are not going in the right direction, then we've got problems. Because that number is massive. That's a big number. And it explains in an earlier parent survey that came out at the first of the year why 72% of parents are looking for another school. That explains it perfectly, clearly. When 82%, oh man, that's a big number. Statistically, those numbers are hard to come by. What is that? What does that do to you? You're on the outside and you're looking in. And on the inside, you've got 82% of the people saying, do not come in here. We are not going in the right direction. We haven't been going in the right direction for a long time. And, the ship is sinking. What does that say to you? Well, that speaks volumes to me. 82%. Only 5% said it has improved. Well, these are the 5% that love the direction it's going in. Yeah, it's improved. We're teaching more kids about the gender unicorn. Are you kidding me? Public education's going in the right direction. 11% said there has been no significant change either way. And then 2% didn't answer. You got 2% that are like, I'm not even filling this thing out. I don't want to get in trouble. The 82% could even be higher, is my point. I mean, it could be upwards of 84%, depending on how the two that didn't answer felt. It could be higher. The teachers blame various things. And these various things are interesting. Why is public K-12 not going in the right direction? Well, 60% said it's because of the political climate. 60%. All right. Let me translate that for you. 60% that the political climate is that they're tired of the leftists and the Marxists taking over public education. 60%. Too much Marxism. Too much progressivism, too much leftism, too much gender indoctrination, too much racism. Let's just teach like we used to teach. Let's go back to teaching math and teaching the kids how to read and how to write and teaching them about scientific things and teaching them actual history, the actual purpose and foundation of America. Let's teach them that. Let's throw out the politics. Let's get rid of the political agenda and in indoctrinating these K-12 students. Let's just teach them. Let's just give them valuable information. Let's actually provide a pedagogical experience. Let's give them something of value, something of merit. Let's speak the truth to them. Let's stop lying. That's my interpretation. That's where we're getting at here. 57% blame COVID-19. It's the pandemic. All right. I mean that's fair. And I don't know that. Well, I guess from the standpoint of schools being closed and they're not actually being any education at all. I mean, that happened. You've got kids that were not in school for months at a time And so now we've got to, try to make that up. I think COVID-19 did more of a benefit from the aspect of letting parents know what was going on. Parents could finally see what in the world was happening in their child's classroom, when the classroom came home and it was now happening via Zoom, and parents were like, "What in the world is going on here?" I mean, there was a little bit of benefit from COVID-19 from that standpoint. 46% said it's because of changes in funding. 46% changes in funding. Well, the changes in funding are happening largely because parents are tired of the direction public K-12 is going in, and they're pulling their kids. And therefore, there's changes in funding for the worsening public education system. It's getting worse. And so there's not a headcount there. And so, yeah, there's going to be fewer dollars. I've got a story here that the Seattle story, where there is some, I think it was Seattle. Yeah, Seattle, the Seattle Public School District is ending their gifted student program. One of the reasons that they say, the main reason, is because of historical inequity, of course. The gifted program is racist. That's their main reason. But another reason they say in Seattle is because they've lost their funding, that the dollars aren't there as they used to be. And the reason why is because of population. It's because of student disenrollment. The parents are leaving Seattle public schools in droves. So I get it. I guess that is, I don't think that is a reason for a worsening education. I don't think that changes in funding is a reason that education is going in the wrong direction. I think that's a symptom. Because education is going in the wrong direction, the funding is leaving. Because education is going in the wrong direction, the parents' eyes are opening and they're pulling their kids from these schools. So therefore, the funding is going down. I don't think education is worsening because funding's going down. Funding's not the answer. We've talked about this. Funding is not, it's not the solution. More money is not the solution. You know what the solution is? The solution is a better curriculum and teachers that really want to teach it. That's the solution. The solution, my friends, is a classical Christian education. And if you can't find a classical Christian education, find a classical education. That's the solution. And if you can't find a classical education, then find a Christian education. I mean, this, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, or variety, that's the solution. A good, rich, pedagogical instruction. That's the answer. Again, I'm surprised that the number of teachers that are disappointed in the direction of public K-12 is as high as 82%, and it could be higher. Their reasonings are interesting, but nonetheless, they realize, they see it for what it is. They see the truth. Among the adults who said the system is headed in the wrong direction, let's look at these numbers. 69% said schools are not spending enough time on core academic subjects like reading, math, science, and social studies. All right, that was a big issue with parents, not spending enough time. Well, if they're not spending enough time on the core subjects, then what are they spending time on? All right. Among Republicans, 82% held this view. 82% believed that there's not enough time on the core subjects. 45% of the Democrats felt this way. I'm surprised that that number is that high with the Democrats. Well, if they're not spending enough time on core curriculum, then they're doing other things. And this is the second reason why parents feel like public K-12 is going in the doldrums. And it's 54% of parents that say education is heading in the wrong direction because teachers are bringing their personal and political views into the classroom. One factor for the declining quality of public education is teachers injecting their personal, political, and social views, according to 54% of adults in the survey. 82% of Republicans believe this, and 12% of the Democrats believe that teachers are interjecting. And this is why the public K-12 is headed in the wrong direction. Well, that might be true, but it's a small majority. I shouldn't say majority. It's a small amount. If 82% of the teachers realize, hey, this thing is horrible, then I can't imagine that it's 82% of teachers interjecting their political point of views. I mean, am I wrong about this? And then 52% of parents believed it was because of funding. Schools not having the funding and resources they need. All right, so this funding issue is, it's an easy one to default to. Oh, we need more money. But we just need, there's not enough funding. Teachers don't get paid enough. There's not enough, there just isn't enough going on. We just need more money. It's easy to default to that. But money is not the answer. Never has been, and it never will be. Is it helpful? Yeah, it's helpful, but it's not the answer. It's not the solution. About a quarter say a major reason is that parents have too much influence in decisions. Oh man, who are these people? Who are these people that say public education is going in the wrong direction because parents have too much influence in decisions about what schools are teaching? Oh, that just makes my head spin. Parents don't have enough influence in what's being taught. Parents need to be the influence makers on what is to be taught to their kids. This, my friends, is why classical Christian education is exploding because parents want their kids to be educated in good things, things that are rich and things that are true and wholesome and good and beautiful. And they don't have enough influence in public schools. Who are these 25%? The major reason public K-12 is headed in the wrong direction because parents have too much influence. I want to meet these people. I really do. I need to find, oh man. All right. It's a good thing I'm up against it because this one right here, this is driving me nuts. Okay, we're up against the break. We will pick this survey up on the other side. You're listening to the Dean's List on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutloud.news, a place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Welcome back to the Dean's List. I'm Dean Bowen. We're listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio. And during the break, today I had the Caramel Apple Fig, the Healright Micronutrient Bar Caramel Apple Fig. I got to tell you, the Caramel Apple Fig is delicious. Evidence-based results, supports a healthy metabolism, and it's for optimal gut health. That's what we want. That's what I want. I want optimal gut health. And then it is loaded with essential vitamins and minerals. Look, if you're interested in your long-term health, taking products and food as medicine, in this case, it's not a bad idea. Matter of fact, it's a good idea. I enjoy the Healright micronutrient bars. I do. They're delicious. I eat them because I'm interested in my longevity and my long-term health. I'm interested also in the long-term health of education in this country. That's what we're discussing today. If you're just joining us, we're looking at this Pew Research, which asked Americans, hey, what do you think about the direction of public K-12? A majority of them said, it's not good. It's going in the wrong direction. And you got 16% that are like, hey, this is the best thing ever. I mean, come on, we need more indoctrination. And then you've got another percentage, 32, somewhere in the 30s, that are just like, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know enough about it. So that's why we're here. We're here to shine the light of truth on the educational landscape because, you know, people need to know about it. So this survey, I'll wrap it up with this. It breaks down by party, how views vary by party. This is interesting because I asked the question, who are these people that say parents have too much influence in the decision-making process? And we're about to find out who they are. All right, Americans in each party point to different reasons why public education is headed in the wrong direction. Republicans are more likely to say a lack of focus on core academic subjects, 79%, and teachers bringing their personal views into the classroom, 76%. All right, and that fits. That makes sense to me because the Republicans are the group that are conservative. They have traditional family values, biblical morality. They are, I would say, they're probably the patriotic group. They're probably the Make America Great Again group. This is the group that wants America to continue as it was founded. They would love for the country to go as the founders believed it should go. And therefore, they want the focus to be on core academic subjects, math, reading, writing, science and history, actual history, by the way. None of this mumbo-jumbo falsity garbage, actual history. And then the flip side of that is they don't want the teachers bringing in their personal political indoctrinating views. That makes sense. In turn, the Democrats are more likely to say it's because of insufficient school funding. 78% of Democrats said it's funding. Well, okay, so let's have more taxes. Let's tax more. Let's put this tax burden on so we can have more better teaching. More better teaching. It's got to be more better, and therefore we need more money. But I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. Money is not the solution. And you know that. You know I feel that way. And you know, we've talked about, you know, support for that. You know, we've got, you know, we saw what happened in the Cleveland area with this LeBron James school, where not a single student passed a math test. Don't get me wrong. I don't have the article in front of me, and maybe it wasn't a math test. It might have been not a single student is proficient. I think it was not a single student passed the year-end final math test. That's what I'm thinking. I'm trying to operate off my brilliant memory. But we've talked about it. The millions of dollars dumped into this school. I mean millions. And the test results that don't equate to the money being dumped in. And then you take a small classical Christian school like mine, what we have here at Waterbrook, where there is not a lot of funding. It's low tuition, and that's how we operate. And even tuition isn't enough to keep the doors open. We have to fundraise. And we educate beautifully. The kids here are educated wonderfully. They are receiving an education that is just fantastic. And we're doing it without millions of dollars. If I had millions of dollars, you know, being dumped into Waterbrook, holy cow, the things we could do with millions of dollars. I mean, we operate, not only are the students here receiving a world-class education in all of the great subjects, not only the math and the science and the history and the reading and writing, but the rhetoric. The rhetoric is so rich. The logic is so rich. The Latin, the foundation that they're getting by studying Latin. Not only that, but the music program here, the concert band and the strings orchestra and what these kids are producing and the way they sound, holy smokes. If I had $1 million, if somebody came along, if somebody listening came along and said, Dean, what would you do with $1 million? If we donated $1 million to your school, what would you do? The programs that we would develop even more to see what our music department is and what our art, visual and performing arts, to see what these departments are on a shoestring budget. If someone gave us $1 million, these departments would explode. The facilities would, you know, we would allow these kids to practice and perform in state-of-the-art facilities. I mean, right now they're not in state-of-the-art facilities. There's a room down the hall that we share with the church ladies. They come in and do their sewing. There's cupboards in the room, and they get out their sewing equipment and they sew. And while they sew during the day, we leave and we go somewhere else because that's their sewing room. It was their sewing room first. And it still is their sewing room. We let them have their sewing room. And then we come back and we, you know, we do strings, we do orchestra. If somebody came along and said, here's $1 million, you know, build yourself a facility that is actual, that is an actual, you know, band room, orchestra room, practice room, that's an actual art room. I mean, right now, our art room is also our cafeteria. We don't have a lot of space. So, you know, the room that we eat lunch in, and we clean it up, you know, we clean up lunch, we wipe down the tables, we sweep the floors, and then we have art class. And if someone said, here's $1 million, wow, I'm telling you what, we would put that $1 million to work. And the kids would receive, and even better and greater education than they're getting now on a shoestring budget. My point is, money isn't the solution. We're providing a world-class education without the millions of dollars. But if we had it, look out, because we would steward it well. We would use it properly. It wouldn't go to administration. It wouldn't go to fund, you know, whatever union bosses or dues or politics or no, it would go into education. We would fund education. Woo, that was a rant I just got on. But, you know, 78% of the Democrats surveyed said that public K-12 is going in the wrong direction because of, you know, there's not enough school funding. And then this other one. All right. And this is what we'll close on here. Parents having too much say in what the schools are teaching. This is the Democrats. 46% of Democrats said the reason public K-12 is not headed in the right direction is because there's too many parents involved. Yeah, those parents, those nosy, pesky parents that just, they just got to get in the way. And they just got to get their little fingers and everything. They actually think that they birthed these kids and that they raised them, that they have a right. They actually think they, can you believe these pesky parents? They actually think they have a right to decide what their kids should be learning. Well, they're not the educated ones here. They're not the, they're not the doctors. They're not the, they don't have the master's degrees. They don't understand the art of teaching their children. Where are my tea and crumpets? I mean, that's what it's like. Although I don't think that's necessarily the tea and crumpet crowd. I don't think a Marxist sounds that. I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe Marxists do. That, my friend, that is mind-blowing. That's the reason right there. That's the reason public K-12 is headed down the wrong path. It's because too many parents are involved. And parents are like, oh, yeah, okay, well, we're going to go somewhere else. We're going to go somewhere where we're welcomed. And I'm telling you, this is one of the reasons why, and I just, you know, it's anecdotal, but I mean, I see it every day. I see it firsthand every day. I see it in operation every day. And it's one of the reasons why Waterbrook is, it continues to be full. All right, we just finished early registration and our re-enrollment numbers. I don't think you're ever going to have 100%. Our re-enrollment numbers are statistically through the roof. I mean, 96, 97% return rate. That is, I mean, that's just phenomenal to have that kind of return rate. I had a parent meeting the other day. I had a couple of parents come in and we're talking through things. And I was really just sitting back watching the conversation unfold between these two parents. And they're both talking about how much they appreciate it here because number one, they are listened to and they're welcomed here. And number two, they believe because of what they see in the lives of their own kids, they believe that their children are receiving a world-class education. And they are. And that world-class education, my friends, it really includes teaching, training, developing the students to be a particular type of person. That's the heart of it. The heart of it is directing them to be a type of person that is going to be an outstanding member in an American society, somebody who cares about values, somebody who understands the importance of values, students who understand the importance of treating each other well, treating each other with respect, understanding that we should do to others how we would want others to do to us. That is different from doing to others what has been done to you. All right, that's the DEI model. Because there was, you know, white people who were racist to black people back in the day. Well, now we have to be racist to the white people because we have to do to them what was been done to us. That's not a Christian morality. That, my friends, is not an American philosophy, because America was founded on Christianity. And part of the education here is teaching kids to treat each other how we want to be treated. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, how do you want to be loved? Yeah, you know, how you love yourself is how you want to be loved. And so that's how you should love your neighbor. That's how you should love others. And your neighbor isn't just the person that lives right next door to you. And Jesus made this clear when he talked about the Good Samaritan. I mean, we're all each other's neighbor. That's the point. And so we need to treat each other how we would want to be treated. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's true education. That is true foundational moral education. There isn't any indoctrination in that. Well, yeah, you're indoctrinating the kids to be Christians. Not really. I mean, I'm not telling them, you know, give me book, chapter, and verse and know and have these, you know, these verses memorized. I mean, yes, we do that here. But teaching them to love themselves and to love others as they love themselves, that's not a Christian indoctrination. No, that's teaching them to be good. It's teaching them to be wholesome. That's morality. That's directing the students to be a particular type of individual. And that's what parents want. That's what they're going for. And this is what needs to be shared, right? This is why we're here. And this is why we share this information. This is why we talk about it. Because we want parents to know what's available. There is this type of education that is out there, that's available. It's available to you. You can find it. And if you want to know where to find it or how to find it, reach out to me. I will help you along this path, this journey. I will come alongside you. I'll give you information. You know, that's why we're here. All right, we're going after it. Okay, that's all the time we have today, America. We will continue to go after it. And thank you for joining us while we do go after it. Share this show with anyone that you think needs to hear it. Invite your friends and family to get on the Dean's List. Let's unite to renovate the age.